stay on top of all meaningful, top trending stories right here on SAFM. Leading the conversation.
All right, so domestic violence. Self, how does a lady who tries to get out of an abusive relationship, how does she look after herself once she's left the household? According to the United Nations, women are more likely than men to live in extreme poverty and below the poverty line. Victims of domestic abuse are more likely to stay in an abusive relationship because of their economic vulnerability. Well, somebody trying to change that is Isabi Lobsha, creative mind behind Beating the Odds. Interesting name. Isabi, thanks for joining us. What is Beating the Odds and how are you helping these ladies?
Good morning. Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Beating the Odds is an organization that does exactly that. We work with shelters. The shelters already give the woman a place to stay, food, some clothing, therapy. But the one missing link for us is generating an income. And as you rightly said, women who don't have an income, their choices of where to go post-shelter is either back to the relationship where they came from or to family or a soft lonely space. So we're trying to give them an income so that they can make choices, not only for themselves, but also for the children that they often bring with them.
Mm. How do they make the income?
Okay, we do both services, so packaging for companies on a contract basis, but they also make a beautiful, beautiful product. We try to stay away from beading in the space of trinkets or curios, so we combine beading with consumer products. And for this Women's Month, we've created a lovely product that bottled water that is beaded and very unique, but also carries the voice of the woman in the form of a short story on the bottle.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So how many women are currently involved in the project?
We work at this moment with three shelters, and in total, the benefit is to about 60 women.
Sure. And so they're in the shelter. Does this give them the opportunity to start afresh? Is it that amount of income that they can do that?
Well, obviously, it depends on the market that we sell these to, and that's our ask for the companies, just please support us. It's an enormously difficult community to engage with because abuse is such a secretive thing. Mm. You need to have an intermediary like Beating the Odds that can help you put your money right where your mouth is. If your company and you as a person feel strongly about supporting women, this is not a handout. This is really giving them an opportunity to support themselves.
From what I understand, Beating the Odds is not just this generating income, but also a place for voices to be heard. So how does that work?
Absolutely. You will see if you look at our Facebook page, we have pictures and videos of our current product. And on it, there's a little story, but we use the words of the women that we work with directly. There's a little story, for instance, the one woman, a girl of 16 years old said, "I'm so tired of boys thinking that the worst thing you can be compared to is a girl." And in that sits a whole life story.
Right.
And in that sits discourses that we don't challenge in our ordinary lives.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It what's that? Stop being such a girl is a common thing. That me too has changed that a lot though, but not enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
And often that sits in humor, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, so true. Okay, let's talk about the things that you make. As you said, you're making water bottles. They've got beads on. They've got the story, which is very personalized. What else can somebody buy to not only have something pretty, but also to help the ladies?
We're working on Women's Day and the 16 days of activism that is coming in December, but we also make things like lanyards, the candles for events. So we're really looking at a space where we want to to offer these as corporate gifts. We're not looking for the backpacking student as a market. We're right. looking for companies that on a regular basis can say, this is, and it's out there, it's beautiful, and it's recognizable. So immediately you want to be associated with this campaign. There's something beautiful and recognizable for you to do so.
Okay, so if you're having a big function and normally you'd buy, 200-300 lanyards, now that everybody can be back at functions again, instead of buying a nylon one that's going to get thrown in the bin, buy something that's like this that's not only pretty, as you say, but supporting people as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, all seems to make sense. How do we find out more, Isabi Lofsha? Where do we go?
Facebook, Beating the Odds, hyphenated. Or you can contact us on our email address, which is iampossible, or one word, at beatingtheodds.co.za.
All right.
Or you can you can obviously phone me on the number that you have on your
Let's stick with the Facebook and the email address. Isabi Lofsha, thank you very much. Beating the Odds. B-E-A-D-I-N-G. Not beating, beating the odds. You get it? Clever. As you heard on Facebook, beating-the-odds. Go find them on Facebook. Sounds like a great initiative.